Dvar Halacha in Chodesh Halvavos, Tuesday night, Or L'Chof Cheshvat. So we just had a Simcha celebration of Achrasah Sefer Torah, and really, it's unusual. What's unusual about it? Usually when we do mitzvahs, it's brought down, you're supposed to do a mitzvah b'tzinah. You're not supposed to make such a public demonstration out of doing mitzvahs, and you try to be as tzanuah as possible. Hachnosah Sefer Torah is probably an exception to that rule. I don't know if it's the only exception, but it certainly is a major exception. That the Sfarim say that it's not the case, that you do a big fanfare, you can hire a truck, whatever they do, the whole nine yards. So although rather in Muncie, I had certain Rabbonim tell me that they made the Chnosah Sefer, they also tried to do it, they wanted to do it Petzina. The Chayyid of Makar is David HaMelech. With the whole description in the Psukim, in Tanakh, about how there was all kinds of musical instruments, and David was dancing. So the Chayyid, that would be the Makar of making like a public. And they brought the Aron, right? They were bringing the Aron to Ir David. So the Chora, that's the Makar that you do make publicly, probably because, almost certainly because it's an Inyan of Kavod HaTorah, and an Inyan of Kavod HaTorah. So you want to be Magdil the Kavod, especially we don't connect really to a Sefer Torah in terms of Torah, because we have so many Sforim ever since the printing press, and then even now printing is like, you know, it's not even printing anymore. They just take a picture, and then every place has thousands and thousands of Sforim. The Seamus bins are full, so we forget where it all comes from. And there's not so much Kedusha, the Kedusha sense attached to a printed Sefer, certainly not the way we print it nowadays, which is not really printing at all, it's just taking a picture. But the Sefer Torah is like the holiest, most Kedushtika object that there is, and that contains all of the thousands and thousands and millions of Sforim that Klal Yisrael has produced over the years. Everything is in the Sefer Torah. So maybe it's a good idea to give kavod to the Torah. That's the Torah. The Torah Shebaal Peh is just the explanation of the Torah, of the Sefer Torah. Now there's a het there. Rebbe said you can write it down, and now it's became proliferated, and it's, you know, now it's like, we don't even think of it anymore as being a het there. It's like thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of Sforim. But really the Sefer Torah is what it's all about, and everything else is an interpretation of the Sefer Torah. So it's good once in a while to remember that and give kavod to the Torah. Shekoyach again. Shekoyach. Okay, we'll go back to the lunch of Chayvus HaVavus now. Rin Shara Avos Hashem, and the Chayvus HaVavus in Perek Shishi gives a list of telltale signs that someone is an Oev Hashem. So we went through reasons, the ways, number 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're up to number 5. Umehem, Sheh Zichron Shem Hashem, Tomin Alushono, Lahodos Lo, Ulavarcho, Ulashabcho, Ulahalalo. That the person, it's Shem Hashem Shogur Bepiv. That's a lashon that it says by Yosef. But whereas by Yosef it's talking about that he said Be'ezus Hashem and Amitza Hashem, but here the Chayim Zaldovus is saying it's someone that's always thanking Hashem. It's not limited, you know, we go through life and we go through the day, and there's so many things that we could theoretically thank Hashem, not theoretically, theoretically we should do it, but we can thank Hashem for everything, for that all the Brichos HaShachar, if you imagine, if you have a good picture of the thanking of Hashem for the Brichos HaShachar, so during the day you could be Meshaveach Shemo for that. If you're not you're not learning, or you're just taking a walk, or you stop and you say, look, the sun's shining, and you know maybe all the chesed that's involved in nature, in the sun. So that's a sign of a Ohev Hashem, is someone that's constantly thanking Hashem and Mishabeach Hashem. Ka'amra ulushoni teget tzidkecha, kalayom tilosecha. That's David HaMelech said, kalayom tilosecha. V'amar yimoli pi tilosecha, kalayom tifartecha. Now the Chavis Halvav is like, he says, so he is familiar with Shem Hashem. He uses Shem Hashem, and he's always thanking Hashem and praising Hashem. Then he talks about the opposite, which is a little strange, because I don't know what the point is, because he's talking about an Ohev Hashem, and he's talking about a very high level of Avoda. Then he says, don't use the Shem Hashem for bad things. And then he says things, which we'll learn in a second, and it's really very, like, you know, who does that? Low lifes do that. Who does that? So why he throws it in here, I'm not quite sure. Because he's talking about a high madrega of Ohev Hashem, and the person's constantly thanking Hashem. V'shalo yishtamish b'shem habori yisala. Don't use the Shem Hashem. B'nasiyas Hashem, which he's going to explain, means a shvua shav, a shvua labatola, v'ashvuos means sheker, v'aklolos. Nasiyas Hashem u'mashapolit b'lishonu mishvuos hashav, v'abatola, she'in shum tzorech maskiko l'kach, there's no reason, it's a shvua shav. Even shvuos that you would have to end up making because of the din Torah, maybe shvuos hashomrim, might have a mixas, whatever. I'm saying you should try to avoid it as much as possible, which traditionally Jews have always done. Now the Batidinim don't even administer Shavuos. But even when they did, it's famous, the stories, how people would pay money even to avoid a Shavuos Emes. It's not clear to me if the Chavis Halvav is holds like the Shitas HaRambam, that when it's called for, then being Nishma B'Shem Hashem is even a mitzvah. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah saseh. So it's not clear. He just talks about avoiding it as much as possible. You don't just use the name, you don't just bandy about Shem Hashem. Certainly not even an emes, koshkein, and sheker. Ka'amro, we just said the pasuk now publicly, neki chapayim evar levov, asher lo nosal ashov nafshi, v'lo nishba l'mir ma. And that's part of Yiras Hashem, the Amr, Yiras Hashem anichlet v'anora, certainly not a klola, which is, again, even though it's not so simple, you know, you use the Shem Hashem, if you use the Shem Hashem, it's not so uncommon that people use the Shem Hashem in English, and then the IGDSD, and then they say, damn it. And that's a lashon of the klala that's using the Shem Hashem. There are enough shitas that even if you say the Shem Hashem in English, it's called the Haskara Shem Hashem, and then you say a klala. You're being mekalel the Shem Hashem. That's pretty low. And he goes through. He says, unfortunately, in his days at least, it was rampant. The truth is, if you listen to, I'll say, Goyim speaking, you see, they're very quick to curse, very quick to use Shem Hashem, whoever they consider, but that's just, it's very cheap by them. And it's a lack of Yiras Hashem, it's a lack of Avos Hashem. It's really very low. People want to, like, they want to show that they really mean what they say. You know, the Goyim, they say very quickly, I swear to GDSD. It just rolls off their lips. And the Skadnub, they want to strengthen what they're saying, but the truth is, maybe they mean well, but they're doing a terrible thing. They're treating Shem Hashem like just some cheap little thing that you could just use. Vayim domim zelam Hashem rachacham in mishlei kischok l'ksil ha'tzolzima v'ma kikul ha'chonif v'mrav v'chol peh domer nevola v'ma kesef nivchol l'shon tzadik. The tzadik is careful about how he talks. So this sign of the Oy Hashem is, again, the etzem sign is that he uses the name of Hashem in praising him, in the whole day he's constantly thanking and praising Hashem. But don't get it. And he's careful, I don't know, it's not clear because that's such a low madrega, he's careful not to use it for osodika purposes. Okay.